Good evening, everyone. I would like to call our Reedley City Council meeting to order for Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. Our invocation will be by Ron Robertson, pastor at the Full Gospel Tabernacle Church, and our Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Councilman Soleno. Could we please stand?
Lord, we come to you tonight with a thankful heart. Thank you for this city, and thank you, Lord, for all those who serve it so well. Thank you for this council and the time and the efforts, the sacrifice that they put in to making our city better. And thank you, Lord, for our police, firemen, fire ladies, Lord, and also our public services, Lord, like our emergency services and our public works personnel. Lord, we thank you for all these who give input in making this city better. Lord, I pray tonight your blessing upon this meeting. I pray the policies, the laws that are passed tonight, Lord, will help this community. Lord, we pray for unity in a time when we look out and we see such disunity. We look to you and ask that you will help unity begin in Reedley. Lord, not that we're all uniformity, but we ask for unity. And Jesus, I pray that you'll bless the city, bless our people, Lord, who labor so hard. Lord, we pray for the many needs in our community, the homeless. We pray, Lord, for those that are struggling with addictions. Lord, give us wisdom that each of us can do our part to help. We pray that we can work together, Lord, for a better community. We ask your blessing and we thank you, Lord, upon this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join the council in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Could I please have the roll call?
Councilmember Beck.
Here.
Councilmember Fass.
Here.
Councilmember Pinon.
Here.
Councilmember Salino?
Here.
Mayor Betancourt?
Here. Agenda approval. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda?
Madam Mayor, staff does have one requested deletion. Item number 9, which is the Royal Valley demolition project. Staff's still evaluating the scope of that project, and potential renoticing might be necessary for that. So we would ask at this time that that item be removed to be brought back at some future meeting.
Okay. Is there a motion to delete number 9 from the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Roll call for the approval of the agenda.
So the approval of the agenda minus item 9.
I'm sorry, I do also have to add one presentation of
and
a new recreation
coordinator. We have a presentation by Sarah Reed,
yeah.
The community services.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Mayor Betancourt?
Yes. Tonight's presentation, one of them is an introduction of new firefighters, Fire Department Chief Isaac.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, members of the public. It's my pleasure to be here tonight to introduce some new firefighters to the city of Reedley. If I could have new firefighters come up front and face the council, please. These guys started their journey with the Reedley Fire Department back in, face the council, kind of, there you go.
I thought you were supposed to face the other way.
They started their journey back in December, and that started off with a physical agility test where we really put the rigors to them. And they all passed with flying colors. After that, they endured a oral interview process with our command staff, and that's quite a process as well. And so they were offered a position with the fire department back in January, and from there they go into what we have at the fire department called an academy. And so they've attended the fire academy for several months, twice a week, sometimes on Saturdays, sometimes other days as needed. But they put in a lot of effort and training over these months to be where they're at today. So through all that training, they are now BLS provider, CPR AED certified. And Some, and all of them are EMR certified, emergency medical responder certified. So very proud to introduce these fellas. And when I call your name, I'm going to say a few words about you and just kind of raise your hand and let the council know who you are. Fernando Calix. Fernando is currently working as a site coordinator with the Reedley After School Program at Washington School. And his goal is to pursue a degree in administration. Manuel Ceja. Manuel, Reedley resident, married with two children. He's employed by the city of Reedley in the wastewater division as an operator in training. He also has United States Forest Service fire experience, as he was with the Crane Valley Hotshots. Alejandro Contreras. Alejandro is married with two children, and he's got one on the way. He's a veteran of the U.S. Marine Corps and served our country in Afghanistan. He's employed locally in agriculture. Adrian Garcia. Adrian's married with four children. He's a 10-year veteran with the U.S. Army, and he is employed locally by Frontier Communications. Jack Hara. Jack came out of our Fire Explorer program, and he's currently taking a course to become an emergency medical technician, and he is following in his father's footsteps, as his dad, Rich, was a Reedley firefighter for many years. Wesley Miller. Some of you might recognize Wesley. He is employed by the city of Reedley as our part-time life safety code officer, and he works on the weekends. He is a licensed emergency medical technician. He, too, came out of our Fire Explorer program and also served as a summer intern a few years ago through the ROP program. He also has experience with the United States Forest Service, as he was on the Piatt National Forest in Idaho for a season. And lastly, we have Noah Montez. You may recognize the Montez name. It's a long time Reedley name. His family is in the restaurant business, and so Noah's works there along with the family. He's completed his training to become an EMT, and he also has experience with the United States Forest Service up in Georgetown, California. I think that's in the El Dorado National Forest, between Sacramento and Lake Tahoe. Ooh. So these are our new Reedley firefighters. We do this every couple of years as people come and they go. We recruit new bodies, and it's just very refreshing, and we can be very proud that we have these types of people in our community that are willing to put in the effort and the time and the training and go out and serve our community in this capacity. So here you are. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for doing volunteering. And thank you, Chief, for all the work that you do to train them.
Absolutely. And just another plug, open house, you know, is Thursday night.
Congrats.
Thank you for doing that. Thank you.
You are doing fabulous as a code officer, so don't give that up.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Congrats. Congrats. Good to meet you. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congratulations.
That's great.
I'm always excited when I see new officers that are from Reedley and working here in town so that they can respond during the day. Appreciate it very much.
Our next presentation, Sarah Reed, Community Services.
Good evening, Honorable Mayor and members of the Council, Sarah Reed. I am very excited tonight to introduce a new member of our team. This is Madison Lighty, and she is our new Recreation Coordinator. She may be new as an employee to the City of Reedley, but she is not new to Reedley. She started her college career here at Reedley Community College. She played for the college volleyball team and was a resident of the dorms. Through her involvement with the dorms, she actually reached out to the Community Services Department and volunteered at a couple of our events. Through this opportunity and getting to know her, she actually obtained a position in our after-school program at Washington. She is a recent graduate of the Recreation Department at Fresno State and spent the summer in Tahoe completing her 12-week internship. Obtaining a job for the city of Reedley as a recreation coordinator, she says, is a dream come true. Growing up in a small town of Arbuckle and working for their Parks and Recreation Department fueled her love for the profession. She looks forward to planning and creating programs and events for the city of Reedley. Madison has recently gotten engaged to a local Clovis boy, and they hope to make the Central Valley their home. So it is my honor to introduce her to the council.
Well, for one, I appreciate this great opportunity to work for your guys' community. Reedley was my first home away from home, and being able to work for you guys with the Community Service Department is an honor, and I thank you for it.
Where are you from?
Where is Arbuckle?
Where's Arbuckle? Yeah.
It is north of Sacramento. 45 minutes north of there.
Welcome.
And it was a town of like 3,000 people. Congratulations. So Reedley was very big when I came here.
Oh, wow. Oh, yes. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to public comment. Provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the city council on items of interest to the public within the council's jurisdiction and which are not already on the agenda this evening. It is the policy of the council not to answer questions impromptu. Concerns or complaints will be referred to the city manager's office. Speakers should limit their comments to not more than 3 minutes. No more than 10 minutes per issue will be allowed. For items which are on the agenda this evening, members of the public will be provided an opportunity to address the council as each item is brought up for discussion. Are there any comments from the public? Seeing none, we'll move on to consent agenda items. Consent agenda items are considered routine in nature and voted upon as one item. Under a consent agenda category, a recommended course of action for each item is made. Any council member may remove any item from the consent agenda in order to discuss or change the recommended course of action, and the council can approve the remainder of the consent agenda. A council member's vote in favor of the consent agenda is considered and recorded as a separate affirmative vote in favor of each action listed. Motions in favor of the consent agenda are deemed to include a motion to waive the full reading of any ordinance on the consent agenda. For adoption of ordinances, only those that have received a unanimous vote upon introduction are considered consent items. Are there any items the council wishes to remove?
I'd like to remove 7 and 8.
Are there any comments from the public? If not, do I have a motion to approve the remaining items?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes.
Good evening, John Robertson, City Engineer, and here to answer any questions on item 7 and 8.
Okay. So we started this project in last year's budget, and now we have a new budget. So we're rolling over some money into the new budget to help to cover the costs, but because of what are we adding more money?
We've added in a couple items, like the streetlight was a brand new item that was not on the original plans and specs. Some of the delays that have happened because of the delay of the restroom coming have extended the project longer than we expected. So we've got some additional construction engineering charges, that consultant charges that have come up. And just there to cover all these items that are remaining to make sure that we have every item paid for and completed. So there have been some slight increases in cost.
Okay, so we're looking to get $35,000 more in Measure C from COG, or?
We have those funds already. Those are funds that we already have. It's not in addition to what we already receive every year. We have funds in reserve for Measure C that we are using on items related to the park, such as the path, the sidewalk, the street lights and those things that they're all qualified for a flexible funding Measure C program.
Okay, thank you.
John, on this item, and we just received a call from PG&E that it's going to be delayed, electrical system.
I haven't got a firm date from them as to when they're going to come out and kind of give us power. We were told 5 weeks, 2 weeks ago, and I haven't gotten a firm date from them yet. We're working on it. We're trying to go above some of our connections to see if we can get someone to help us push it a little bit sooner than that. We're continuing making efforts with them, talking to them every day to get them out there.
Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because people keep saying, well, I thought you were going to be finished by a certain time. And I said, well, there's delays and that we can't, that we can't avoid. So, all right. Thank you.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Maybe to Nicole. Do we have a like government relations person with PG&E?
We anymore? Do, and that's who we're working through.
Okay.
And going up the chain, and so
okay,
she's trying
to.
Okay,
because I know in the past that person has helped us a lot to make connections, yeah, to get things moving.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Are there any more questions? Is there any questions from the public? If not, do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
I'll second it.
Councilmember Cellino?
Yes.
Councilmember Fass?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Mayor Benton.
Number 8, adopt resolution. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Can you tell? Adopt resolution number 2018-084, amending the 2018-19 adopted budget, appropriating $174,220 in multiple capital funds to complete funding necessary for improvements to the Cricket Hollow boat launch facility. John?
Yes, happy to answer any questions on this item also.
Okay, so is there a reason why it's taken so long to get to this point where we can actually get this funding?
Well, we've just finished the plans and specs about 4 or 5 months ago. We got approval from the Division of Boats and Waterways saying they were content and everything met their approvals and requirements. We have to wait a little bit because we can only do this project in the winter time.
Yeah.
So we've kind of postponed it a little bit till we get close to that time. And so we were hoping to get them awarded starting in December when the water's at the lowest to get them started at that time. So we got approval a few months ago, but I didn't put it out to bid right away as I was waiting to get closer to the construction season when it can be done.
Okay.
I think John's being kind, so I'll be the unkind one in the room. It was very difficult to work with the State Division of Boats and Waterways, and so it feels like we have been looking at this project for the whole 7 years I've been here, and I think we have, in fact. So we did go back to the state through Townsend and ask if additional grant funds were available since their delays. Essentially, project costs are more expensive nowadays. Mm-hmm. And they stated that there were no more grant funds available. So our choice here is to do the project and fill in the gap with about $175,000 of our own money, or not do the project and give up about $750,000 of state money. So it is a decision point for the council.
Hmm. And this project will also have restrooms, is that right?
Yes, we'll be putting a restroom in right by where the boat launch ramp facility is at. The modifications of the parking, real not modifications, but redoing of the pavement in the parking lot, adding in some sidewalk to tie into the ramp, and then redoing the boat launch ramp itself.
Isn't there a sidewalk already there?
No. Currently, there's no restroom at that southern end of the park. We're going to be putting a restroom in there and then the sidewalk to it.
Oh, down. Okay. Okay, okay. Correct. I get that. I thought you meant along the river. I thought there was already
Correct.
A sidewalk there. Okay. All right. Okay. That's the only questions I have.
Yeah,
okay.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to extend that ramp any further than what
No.
it is currently?
No.
Okay.
You know, this boat launch and the improvements you're going to be making is going to attract an awful lot of people to come to Reedley.
I hope so.
It's going to be a really nice project. People have been asking about it, and again, it takes time, but once it's completed, it's going to be a beautiful project.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You know, how many cities have a city running to them that they can take advantage of? and Reedy has one.
Yeah, that river is a special place to me, too.
Exactly.
Any more questions from the council? Is there any questions or comments from the public? If not, do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Fast?
Yes.
Councilmember Beck?
Yes.
Councilmember Pignon?
Yes.
Councilmember Salino?
Yes.
Mayor Bettencourt?
Yes. We'll have some council reports. Councilman Salino?
The only one is that Taste of the Town. It was quite an attraction of individuals that attended that. And I think it's one of the largest crowds we've seen in a long time. So the food was delicious. And people that I, as they're going home, all I heard was, we ate too much. That's all I had.
Councilwoman Fast?
I attended our block party for the Reedley Night Out. I want to say thank you to the two officers and the other staff person that came to our small group. We had a little barbecue, and so that attracted a few more neighbors once it started smelling. But yeah, it was good to get together with our neighbors and talk about some of the issues we're having in our neighborhood. Also attended the Emmanuel homecoming game on Friday night, one of the only games that will be in Reedley. And also just this evening had the opportunity to go to the development of that Reedley Executive Center down, used to be the old Guarantee real estate office, and they kind of combined it with some of the other open spaces there. And if you haven't had an opportunity to go down there, go check it out. There, they will have offices that are part-time where you can like rent like a space or rent a conference room if that's your need, or a full-time office available too. And they also have a full-time secretary or receptionist out in the front. So it sounds like a pretty neat little development that they're going to try to get off the ground. I know in Fresno there are a lot of spaces like this that seem to be very popular. So I'm hoping that people will hear about it and come to Reedley to do business. And that's all I had.
Okay. Mayor Pro Tem Pena? Yeah.
Yes, I also went to the, thank you, to the Taste of the Town, and yes, the food was phenomenal, and I heard the same thing, that people just had a little too much to eat, but, you know, it was wonderful. I mean, I think, I also agree that I think it was the most attended program that we've had in a long time, and it was good to see, you know, just sometimes just elbow room, barely you can walk through the street, which is nice to see in our community. We need that kind of involvement and support. So all those that were involved did a great job.
Attended COG. It's the general information that came out of COG was not a whole lot happening right now, but 180 is still on track. It's being going to hopefully, I believe it is next year, right there, mid next year, be hopefully completed around mid next year.
All the way to Frankfort?
That's quick. Really?
Yeah, it's getting close. It's right around, it may be as late as October, but mm-hmm. they're already starting to backfill. I don't know if you've noticed going out in that direction. Fresno County Rural Transit Authority is looking at purchasing more land in Selma for the new maintenance yard they're building. They've actually adding to it. Even with the state going to no admissions, they're still allowing them to do the CNG vehicles. So we're still on track. And I believe that's with them building that in Selma is going to really help us. It's actually centralizing mm-hmm, mm-hmm. that maintenance yard here close enough, and maybe it'll even see some improvement with us here. So that's basically all I have. So
that's good.
Okay. That's it. Then we'll have staff reports.
Okay, Mayor and Council, I have just a few. Tomorrow, Joseph Oldham and I will be speaking to the FCTA committee up in Fresno. This is also known as the Measure C committee. This is the group that controls the Measure C expenditures. As you know, our electric aircraft was funded by a $1 million grant from the Measure C committee, and so we'll be updating them on where we are with this. They're really very happy because they see that we're delivering on the promises that we've made to them. So I'm looking forward to going up and explaining to them where we are in this project and being able to share with them about Boeing and some of the other exciting things that we've seen happen. So that'll be tomorrow. And then I wanted to point out that Rob is not here tonight. You probably noticed that because he is down at the ICSC conference in Los Angeles. That's the retail mecca conference for economic development. And so he's out there with some items about Reedley trying to drum up some business. And so I'm very happy that we finally have community development director who really wanted to go down and do some good stuff there. We've made some great progress, he and I, with our economic development experts that came up here from Los Angeles, and I believe we'll be bringing some ideas to council as soon as possibly the next council meeting, if not the 1st of November. So I think we were in a good trajectory to move forward with economic development. This coming Thursday, just a reminder, is the Boys and Girls Club fundraiser at the Isaac Barn down in just above Reedley here. So if you're interested and we didn't hook you up yet with a table or a ticket, let Sylvia know and we'll definitely get you in on that. And then just an item, update item, the Faith House has been coming along wonderfully. This is the transitional family emergency shelter out by the wastewater treatment plant. It is just about to open with its potentially first resident, and I'm very happy to say that Pastor Baker has abided by every word, so they have their live-in ready to go as soon as they get the final clearance from Gary, our building official. And so there is also an insurance item we're working through, and then they'll be good to go, and they're planning an open house, and it really a phenomenal job they've done inside too, and it's all furnished. My understanding is there's a family ready to go, and so we're just keeping our fingers crossed we can get that open very soon, and then hoping that the open house will give the community a good sense of comfort of what's actually happening there. So, do we have any staff updates?
Wanted to provide an update on the Reed Avenue project.
Oh, good.
We should be removing the detour that's in place right now Thursday morning. Today, I don't know if you noticed, but they paved the bottom two lifts of Reed Avenue, and so for the northbound lanes. On Thursday, we'll be doing the switch, removing the detour, but then switching the traffic over to the southbound lane, northbound lanes, and they'll start the work on the westbound side of the road, right, the west side of the roadway. We expect that to be another week and a half or 2 weeks worth that, and then we'll come back and do a final paving lift across the whole thing. And then there'll be a few items left of work, which would be raising manholes and other things like that and striping that will be occurring. So we do expect this to be done early November completely. But the detour that currently is in place right now will be removed, and traffic will be able to travel north and south starting Thursday morning on Reed Avenue.
How much inconvenience to the college students?
We are still maintaining at least two driveways open at all times. So they're going to have to go across some dirt driveways, but we're making sure that they're accessible and they can get in and out.
Okay, good. Great. Thank you.
Just don't go that way unless you have to.
Thank you.
You know, I just have to say this is such a wonderful community. Other than some pretty nasty text messages the first day that we got, the residents on that road are the ones that are obviously most impacted, and several have reached out, and they're just wonderful to work with, completely understanding. And so we're really trying to get this done as fast as possible, if not for anybody else, for those folks that are the most impacted. Right. Mm-hmm.
Are there any more staff reports?
I don't believe so, Mayor.
So? Okay. If not, we'll adjourn the meeting then. Have a nice evening.
Ooh, on the dot.